This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. What's the latest on the Petro, the Venezuelan supposed cryptocurrency? That is it even out yet? I honestly, we haven't talked about it in probably a few months.
Wasn't the last time we talked about it, like they said it was out, but it wasn't really, like, if you looked at it, like...
Yeah, it was a mess.
There was supposedly a token sale that had raised, like, more money than anything else ever in the history of ever, but when you went and looked at the token thing, none of the tokens had moved. Yeah. But then the claim was...
The website was broken.
No. The token sale is going to be to raise the funds, but then people are going to get the actual cryptocurrency when that launches, and that's separate from the token and something. And yeah, there's some news.
We're going to get into that. Coming up here, your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype usernames, lrn.fm. And we've got our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. We go to Vietnam, where Luke is calling in, watching on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Ian, have you made a show reel of your achievements in media yet?
I don't know what you mean by that. Achievements in media?
Yeah, a showreel, you know, that media personalities use to promote themselves to recruiters and stuff like that.
So Free Talk Live does have, like, demos that radio stations download for sure. Like, we've got that.
Yeah. I'm making a new one for your sponsors of all the times you've done pedophilia normalization. I've got a whole bunch of new allegations, not a repeat of what you heard last week.
New allegations. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay. Before any allegation, I will give the time. I will give the date of the Free Talk Live show and the hour and minutes and the hour and minutes to go to in that stream. Based on the YouTube channel, but of course there's other sources you can back it up from. And all the audio you've ever done has already been mirrored. So even the ones you've redacted.
I haven't redacted anything, sir.
Redacted what?
Yeah, we've never redacted any show from Free Talk Live. There's never been a redacted show on Free Talk Live.
So you didn't have video for 2 days, for two shows after the Playpen raid, is that right?
I don't know how many days it was, but...
There were some failed recordings or something.
I'm pretty sure we were on the air that very night. We may not have had our video streams up at that time, but all of those shows...
I think there was something failure happened at some point.
Well, the failure was that the government came in and stole 50 devices out of our studios.
Right.
Here.
That seems like a...
There was a
bit
show.
Of a stretch there.
The archive is available.
Yeah, I believe
SoundCloud.
The audio archive is available at that, Luke. So in your paranoid mind, you believe that we pulled down shows, but no, that never happened.
Okay, but you didn't stream on YouTube, but you only went to direct to GCN Live Audio then. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can't stream on YouTube when the government steals your streaming computer.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Okay. Now,
accepting that for the first time. That's like the first time you've actually accepted something that we've said to contradict your story. So I appreciate that. Go ahead with your next allegation.
Okay, let's see what we should start with. How about the first live stream... After you got your cameras back after the ZFBI raid, at 27 minutes 30 seconds, a Free Talk Live host admits downloading child porn. Want to talk about that?
I highly doubt that. I highly doubt anybody admitted that.
Again, 2016, March the 22nd. At 27 minutes.
I don't have the ability to pull up, you know, at the snap of a finger some archive, but I'm pretty sure nobody admitted that, because if they did, they probably would have been arrested.
right? Because that's admitting to a criminal activity. And if you don't think the FBI is listening or was listening
You know what these people do? They're misconstruing stuff that's been said.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for him to get to the one that he brought up in the Twitch chat room. In the Twitch chat room, you brought up... Here, hang on, Luke.
It's very easy to misconstrue some of the things that have come out of your mouth.
Luke has a very active imagination because the one that he mentioned in the Twitch chat room earlier at twitch.lrn.fm, he actually provided a link to audio.
Okay.
And he claims that in the audio... He says, this is in all capital letters in our Twitch chat, from who I believe this is you, Luke. This is you as Ian Freeman Playpen Pedo in the Twitch chat. That's you, right?
You have him on mute, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've got to get other people to keep subscribing.
No, so but that's you, right? That's you.
Yeah, of course, mate.
Okay, so you said in the chat room, can I play audio of you admitting you were sodomized live on air? So
yeah,
I don't think you
meant that.
It that way, but so I wasn't admitting I was sodomized live on air, nor was I even admitting I was sodomized because
nor
I was never sodomized.
Nor were you sodomized on the air.
That's what it depends on how you read it, but either way, I've never been sodomized, and so you actually provided the link to the audio where you supposedly believe I admit to that, and so...
Can we listen
to
this?
Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear this.
You wanted us to play this, right, Luke?
Let me play it. Let
no,
me
no, no, no. It'll sound like garbage if you play it.
You're not going to play a different link. Let me play
it's
it here.
The link.
Let me
you are
it.
So paranoid. You're so paranoid. I just want to stop for a moment here and explain how paranoid he is.
Yes.
He provided a link to a video on our website.
Okay.
On our, not our site, but our YouTube channel. Free
right.
Talk, Free Talk
and
Live
he
Radio.
Believes that you've somehow edited this.
Right.
In the two seconds that he's been like.
Right. Yeah. He posted this.
While we've been on the air, you've somehow been able to edit audio.
Right. So he wants to play it over his phone call, which is going to sound like
garbage.
And I'm sorry, I can't let that happen. But, you know, your link's there in the Twitch chat room, Luke. And we know that you can get in our Discord chat as well because you're
Why
in the Discord
play
chat.
So how long is this clip?
It's not very long.
All right.
Let's
go with it.
Here it is, what it's actually coming out of. Because I did have some sexual experience when I was very young, at about age 11.
With a 16-year-old.
With a 16-year-old who, you know, he's
hold on.
50% older than
me. No. I'm willing to pay $2.99 a minute to listen to this.
a 16-year-old neighbor who I, was crawling in his window in the middle of the night to go and meet with and do these things with. He wasn't coming to my room. He wasn't, you know, people are saying that he took advantage of me or manipulated me or, damaged me in some sort of way. And I'm sorry, just because that might have been the case with you when you were younger doesn't mean it was the case with me. For me, it was a positive experience where I had fun. The reason why I kept going back was because it was a good time, not because I was being threatened with being stabbed or beaten or something.
Which is a difficult question. How do we determine, when are you old enough to decide for yourself what...
All right, so that's at least, I think, a minute of that video. Luke, are you going to claim that we edited out the part where I admitted that I was sodomized?
That was a good start. Now, it was a good start.
Because that's the point at which you wanted us to start playing.
Room.
Huh?
You were an 11-year-old boy that went to another someone else's house.
So you jumped to the conclusion, because let's have you admit this, Luke. You, in your mind, your perverted mind, you jumped to the conclusion that my neighbor sodomized me because I said I had some sexual experience.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know.
You're the one that called in to bring it up, dude.
It's in your head. Don't act like you're all uncomfortable with this.
You're the one that called us to talk about this, and now you're saying you don't want to talk about this.
He's called about these things multiple times now.
You're a lunatic. Go seek psychiatric help.
I think the reason that a lot of people do this kind of stuff is because they're actually like they're ashamed that they're attracted.
I suspect you're right. There's something he's hiding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems so ridiculous.
All right, Luke, last comment.
And also get a better hobby. Like, take up running.
This guy's hobby is, like, obsessing over people on the internet.
Right. That's not a good hobby. That drives you crazy. And then you need to go get psychiatric help.
Yes.
And you start coming up with weird sort of things and misinterpreting things that people say.
There are websites about this guy. I forget what his last name
is. He was like pedo hunters or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
supposedly.
Yeah, those crazy guys.
And
yeah.
He's in Vietnam, so, and that's this whole
he's
other
a bunch
country.
Of psychos.
This guy's always thinking about sex with children, basically.
Yeah,
constantly.
Get help.
Thanks for the call, Luke. You completely fabricated that in your head, just like you fabricated most of the things that you've called about. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point of sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zimcash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zimcash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zimcash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zimcash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zimcash.com. Zimcash.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
So we're laughing in here because Luke, the guy who was just on the line making ridiculously and easily disproven accusations against us here at Free Talk Live, is still in the Twitch chat room, and he posted the other link of the first thing that he brought up, which was the claim that a Free Talk Live host admitted to downloading child pornography on the air, which I, of course, balked at. Like, you know, nobody would admit to that. Well, we actually did watch the clip, and apparently Johnson, who was on one of the shows shortly after the raid, he
would have been the Tuesday after.
Yeah, so he admitted to something here. I'll go ahead and, you know, I'll play
when he
back.
Was a teenager, by the way.
I was underage. I was interested in trying to find girls my age, and at the time, I did.
So, yeah, you know, there you go. Oh, he found some pictures of some girls his age when he was a teenager, which, you know, again, he was underage at that time, okay, so they probably aren't going to charge him with...
If he was 16. No. So there have been people that were underage that were looking at pictures of people their age... That have been charged as adults.
Well, amazingly, they didn't charge him. Amazingly, they didn't charge him, right? Because if the FBI wasn't listening to the show, like right after, or the few shows right after they raided this place, I would be shocked.
He didn't do it under swearing or whatever, though. Either
true, he could be making it up. He could
have to prove it still.
Right? Yeah, they would have to prove it. They don't have evidence.
Like I'm fairly certain, over the last 20 some odd years, he's gotten rid of the evidence.
You know, it's interesting because he said his own age, and he saying he was 16 at the time.
He was a teenager.
He said when he was under 8. He didn't say exactly
under 8. Presumably under 8.
I thought he was a teenager.
Well, I mean, I would presume he's talking about like when he was 16 or something around there. But I'm not even sure. There's probably a different. Do you guys know if there's a different set of laws for that? Because that's not child porn. That would be.
Oh, it is. See, that's the thing.
Is it defined as child porn at all?
So if it's, anything if under 16, the age of 18
is that all? That's all child porn.
According to the federal government, if a male or female actor or actress under the age of 18 is naked and in a sexual circumstance, that is child pornography.
Really?
By their definition,
17 years, 364 days. Child porn.
Child pornography. Right.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter if they consented to it. It doesn't matter if they themselves took the photo of themselves, like in a mirror in a bathroom.
Wait, okay, so the laws I might be thinking about are in relation to underage, like sexual relationships, as opposed to child porn.
Correct.
Because if you're...
In some places, you can actually have sex with a teenager between, say, 16, 17, 18, but if there's a photograph of that act, then that's child pornography.
Right,
sex itself is actually legal.
Yeah, so it's probably like if you're under 14, it's like, so then it's child molestation, but if it's over 14, then it's not.
That varies from state to state. That's not legal advice. You should not take legal advice.
Definitely don't take legal advice from a talk radio show.
So we played that, we listened to it, and so Johnson did admit it, or at least claim, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but he did claim that when he was a teenager, he found pictures of another teenager at some point.
Well, technically, he did say underage, though. I was going to say, he could technically have been 19.
I've admitted before that when I was in school, this was way before the advent of phones and cameras, right? Like, there were cameras, but you didn't have them in the phones, basically.
Correct.
So there was a guy who I went to high school with who took video of his neighbor, you know, without her knowledge and consent.
Yeah.
And I believe she was probably around our same age. I think that was, you know, what the story was, but I don't know. Anyway, he was showing that off. He brought his video camera and was showing off like
every
creepy
high
video.
School in the United States has that kind of thing happening, like every year.
This was
year,
in the
probably.
Late 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens way more now.
I remember something like that happening in my high school too. And it was a little bit different because it was like a girlfriend type situation, like where something was recorded,
with consent.
And it was probably pictures. Well, the pictures were probably taken with consent, but then they were like distributed
without consent.
Right. Yeah. So it was kind
this
of online,
was photographed.
But...
This was videoed without consent and distributed without consent.
Yeah, in this case.
So I saw that. Is that a crime?
Well, there's even a term for it. It's called sexting.
It's consensual.
Yeah. But it's illegal.
It is because
at least for underage.
And they'll accuse them
under 18.
They'll accuse those teenagers of creating child pornography and tell them we're gonna convict you of a felony.
There's the famous story out of Virginia, and I forget the guy's name, but he at the time that he was charged and I believe convicted, he was 16 years old, convicted as an adult, by the way, for possession of child porn because he had photos of himself in a state of undress.
Yeah.
So he was both the perpetrator and the victim.
Right, so he was an adult when he got convicted, but because he was a child,
he was 16. They charged him as an adult.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They charged him. So on one hand, they're saying you are mature enough to be an charged as an adult for this crime
you're
in which you victimized.
To be an adult, to stand trial, whilst simultaneously being a child because you took
a
picture of yourself. You took advantage of yourself.
The adult side of your brain took advantage of the child side of your brain, and therefore we need to punish you.
Oh, my God. So this is nobody said that the law is rational, and it's not.
It's insane.
It's something like two-thirds of the people on the sex offender list have never, like, had sex with a child or done anything to a child. It's the most absolute same thing, because it's like people pissing college kids pissing in a garbage can, or it's like kids underage sexting each other. Like, this is what you get when you pass these kinds of laws. They're just it's ridiculous.
So the icing on the cake with this Luke guy who posted this link, in which again he was saying one of your hosts admits to child porn, you know, whatever. And I said, well, actually, that's Johnson. Just so you know, that's Johnson. And I gave him credit. I said, you were right. I didn't know. I wasn't on this show. Because I actually took a week off after the raid happened, and so I pointed out to him that it's Johnson, and his response is in all capital letters, nope, it was Ian.
It's such a stretch, too. Like, okay right, so I'll agree, you know, he's sort of right, technically speaking, I can't repeat
except
that.
The fact
technically
that
he speaking,
me and not
well,
Johnson.
Well, right, at least part of it, right? But he originally didn't say it was you, so
he said it was one of your staff, but now he's claiming that it's me.
Okay,
and it's like the people that called in on Sunday saying that either me, Mark, or Libertarian Banker were you. Ian's not on the show. Yeah, you are. No.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the latest claim by our. Obsessed, our most recent obsessee, who has been relegated in the Discord chat to the troll zone, to the what we call the toxic user zone. And there's now only two of our hundreds of users are relegated to that particular
zone.
Oh,
I thought you were going
to
say are there two troll zones.
Are there still, so this toxic user zone,
yeah,
they're still at it?
They're allowed to be in there, yes.
Right, no, I know, but they're still talking, like they didn't just leave.
He's not there right now, but he was.
But
there
they come in.
The
he actually goes
hours.
Into this toxic user zone where he's the only one, or maybe one other person.
No. Other people can go in there too. But the toxic user zone keeps the toxic users out of the rest of the chat server.
Uh-huh.
So it gives them a place where they can post their toxicness, you know, or whatever it is they want to post.
So anybody can go in there, but a couple of people can only go there.
Only the toxic users are only allowed in that one room. The normal users on the server.
So it's like Hotel California for them.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, you can't ever leave. They can leave if they want.
Right, but if they're going to be on the server, they're in that spot.
I see. Yeah, that's true. More on the way here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. The Petro, coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The U.S. economy surged to a yearly rate of 4.1% last quarter. White House Economic Development Advisor Larry Kudlow says with this week's agreement with the European Union to avoid escalating their trade dispute, this is just the start.
In the next 6 to 12 months, I think you will see President's effort to foreign trade bear a lot of fruit.
Some private forecasters caution that GDP last quarter is not sustainable, saying temporary factors like consumers spending their tax cuts and exporters delivering products before retaliatory tariffs played a role. Is the U.S. preparing airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities? Speaking at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis says those reports out of Australia are fiction.
I have no idea where the Australian news people got that information.
Other sources indicate providing intelligence on targets is different from actually planning a mission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, 855-450-3733. And freedom, for some people, is intolerable. They just can't allow other people to be free. They can't live with the idea of other people doing the things that they want to do with consent with each other. They just have to get involved in their lives. You're certainly welcome to call in if you're one of those busybodies. We're happy to talk to you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username lrn.fm. And our Discord, on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm as we continue here. Daryl, you did have a story. We're going to get into it about the Petro, the latest from Venezuela about their purported cryptocurrency. But first, learn about the real thing over at Bitcoin.com, real cryptocurrency that started it all, Bitcoin and the new Bitcoin Cash. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. And, of course, Bitcoin.com wants you to know that now at SaveItPurse.com, which is a way for you to save big time on your Amazon purchases. I know, Chris, you do this all the time.
All the time.
SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. You go there, you can save 20% easily on everything you buy at Amazon. I just recently saved 33%, which is the maximum savings you can get on a mosquito trap for outside of the studio.
Nice.
Here. And I had to wait a little while to get that discount, but I got it eventually. So go to SaveItPurse, SaveATPurse.com. They are now taking Bitcoin Cash, which is my most recent way of depositing. I actually tried this out last week, put some Bitcoin Cash in my account over at SaveItPurse.com.
Now, it's interesting. There's something you have to check in order to spend it, I found out. Like, it doesn't just automatically get spent. You have to select something. I didn't realize this.
Okay. But I don't know if I've gotten to the point of spending it yet, but yeah. I did load my account up with Bitcoin Cash because my Bitcoin level, BTC, is almost it's almost out. So I figured I'd start using Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, if you don't switch it over, I don't think it'll actually work like after that or something.
We'll see. I'll let you know how it goes. So saveatfirst.com as we continue here. Let's go to Rob. He's on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight? Hey, Chris. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, you're on the air.
Is this Rob from Vermont?
Rob. Rob from Vermont. I'm sorry. Right. I didn't introduce myself properly.
Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, Rob? And by the way, we're getting some really bad talk back, so I have to keep turning you down as we're talking. I think the speaker on your phone is kind of echoing back in to the phone, so I'd recommend
headset.
I would recommend a headset for your phone. But anyway, go ahead with what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I just want to say, there's been a lot, this talk of molestation and, crap like that, through the members of this group. But I can tell you, I have been listening to this program even before Daryl even started here.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've become very good friends with Ian and Mark. And, these guys are the real deal. These guys are about what people really want. And that's change, real change. And, if people just give it a chance and listen to Free Talk Live, you'll feel as good as a lot of the other people that listen to this show.
Well, that's awfully kind of you, Robert. I appreciate that. Although I imagine some people listen to the show and they don't feel good simply because they don't agree with things that we're saying. But thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Sounds almost like you were sitting in the studios. Really great quality there on Discord. You can join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and there are different chat rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts and some of the regular callers of the show. Although we haven't gotten Sarah over onto the Discord yet. Sarah in New
Mexico.
That
would require computers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she doesn't go on the internet. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, by the way, I'm a 50-year-old woman, so that I'm not into computers to see. In fact,
you said you're 50? You're 5050?
How are you not using a computer?
Well, you know what? First of all, I have to figure out what my PIN number is at the library because I forgot. I haven't used it for like 2 years.
She hasn't checked her email in 2 years because she forgot her PIN number.
50 is young. That's not old. I got my both of my parents are much older than that, and they're both on computers.
Yeah, my dad is almost 70, and he's a regular computer user.
John McAfee is 74-something.
I think it's fairly unusual today for somebody of that age range not to be on the internet.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to have to get a printout pretty soon, so I have to figure out what my number is. But anyway, I want to tell you something dumb in our state. Did you know in the Albuquerque area, how about this? Did you know one of the passengers sexually assaulted a female Uber driver in the back seat in her own car? And
I'm sorry, what kind of Uber driver?
A passenger. Assaulted the female Uber driver.
Oh wow!
And then there were three guys. She dropped off two guys at Rio Rancho, and then the third guy, he told her to pull over. He just jumped into the back seat and dragged her into the back seat and raped her.
That's horrifying.
And isn't that pretty typical New Mexico? We have
horrifying crime happens everywhere.
I don't know what typical New Mexico would be because I don't live there, but I don't think that sexually assaulting people would be considered typical anywhere.
I wouldn't think that it's exclusive to New Mexico either.
Right, but her question was, isn't this typical New Mexico? And I sure as hell hope that, sexual assault is not typical in Albuquerque or the rest of New Mexico.
There are a group of people who want others to think that it's a very, very common thing. And then they usually do, they include like every kind of unwanted sexual encounter in that. And then they, you know, and then they bring out stories like this to make us think this.
Well, I'd like to remind our listeners that one of the problems with Uber is they do not allow their drivers to defend themselves with a weapon. So it is against Uber policy for this female driver or any of their drivers to carry a gun. So had she been able to carry some sort of weapon, and it may just be more, it may not just be guns, it may be knives, and I don't know what else the restrictions are, but I know at the very least guns aren't allowed. And so if you aren't allowed to defend yourself, then nobody should be surprised when some thug decides to take advantage of that particular policy.
I know that a lot of drivers have cameras in their cars, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That could help, as long as the thugs don't notice that, right? Like, you know, steal
the camera. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying, but I'm just like, you know, it's like...
That might help after the fact.
Right. There's this thing called technology that, you know, can also... Like, there's a reason that drivers, you know, who drive regularly will implement all sorts of different technology to help with, you know, the situation and make it safer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, you know, the cameras come in handy in other areas, too, like if somebody pukes in the back you need evidence of some bad behavior on the part of the passenger. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight.
Speaking of Uber drivers and cameras, I don't know if either of you saw the story out of Missouri where there was an Uber driver that not only did he have cameras in his car, he had those cameras streaming to his Twitch channel.
Those were secret cameras.
Without the consent of the passengers. Now, he claims that I had a sticker on my window saying that you're going to be recorded if you get in the car.
In which state was this?
Missouri.
Missouri. Okay.
He did not violate any wiretapping laws in Missouri.
But was it against Twitch terms of service or something?
Twitch removed his channel. Yeah. Uber and Lyft said that they had violated their terms of service by not informing the passengers that they were going to be streamed. And then,
but there was a warning on the car. You said
he claims that there was a warning. All of the passengers that Uber and Lyft spoke with said, "I never saw anything."
Yeah. I mean, it's just dark out. What are you gonna?
And also, don't you wind up getting dinged if after the car arrives you wind up rejecting the ride?
If after the car arrives,
so
you reject.
I request an Uber. I get notice. My Uber is here.
Yeah.
And then I go in the Uber app and say, no, I don't want the ride.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get dinged. They might, if you keep doing it, disconnect your account or something.
A ding. But, that's what happens. You get enough dings and then something happens.
Right. More coming up here in moments. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about at least something about the Petro on the way. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time for you. If you dial now, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got an AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Now, you know we give you everything on our website for free. You can watch us live. You can watch us later on our Twitch channel, on YouTube. We've got archives for more than a decade on our site, audio archives of the show. All of that's free. You don't have to pay a dime for it. But if you do support what we do here, talking about liberty and peace and cryptocurrency, every single night of the week, 7 nights per week, we are live on the radio. Over 190 radio stations throughout the week at various different times carry the show. And also, of course, our satellite channels and, the podcast, downloadable, streaming. We're all over the place. There's a lot of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. There's also our listening phone lines. You can call in and listen that way. If you like what we're doing, talking about liberty every night, then please join the AMP program. Become one of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is basically a marketing budget for us that allows us to reach out to radio stations more effectively and market our show to them, because the ideas of liberty should be on 400 radio stations instead of 191. We can do that, but it takes time and it takes money, and that's part of what the AMP program does. Go learn more about it. Learn about the perks you'll get access to as an amplifier. You know, we're sweetening the deal with some bonuses, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only podcast, the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only Discord chat rooms. There's even a AMP badge for Free Talk Live listeners on the forum, so you can, you know, other people on the forum then know that you're a Free Talk Live amplifier when they see that Free Talk Live badge. So you get all that and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And Daryl, the Petro, what's the latest? Where's the story from?
Story from CoinDesk, updated earlier today. Venezuela is replacing its national currency, the Bolivar, with a new one that will reportedly be tied to its controversial Petro.
The
new Bolivar Sobranero, translated the Sovereign Bolivar.
Right, that was supposed to come out this month, wasn't it?
Now they're saying it's going to be rolled out next month, according to an announcement on Wednesday from Nicolas Maduro, as well as stating that the Sovereign Boulevard will be anchored to the oil-backed Petro, which was supposedly launched in February. Maduro said the country will strip 5 zeros from the Boulevard Fuerte rather than 3 that had initially been planned. The move is...
Wait. Let's not gloss over that. They're going to strip 5 instead of 3?
5 zeros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 zeros.
So between when they announced this new Sovereign Boulevard to replace the
Boulevard Sabanero,
to replace the Boulevard Fuerte, which itself replaced the Boulevard.
I thought you were saying the opposite, so they were going to go from playing 5 down to 3.
No.
They're stripping.
They originally said the $100 or the $1,000 Boulevard will now be the one
Boulevard, the single Boulevard.
And now they're saying the the 100,000 Boulevard will now be the one Boulevard.
Wow.
Sobernero. Or Soberano. Or
guys, this is why we need to get rid of socialism, not add more socialism.
The move is aimed at countering the soaring inflation that is expected to reach 1,000,000%
this year.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah.
1,000,000% inflation.
So, I'm curious, has anybody bought these off of eBay, like the Zimbabwe dollars?
I'm still not sure they actually exist.
No, the Boulevard Fuerte exists.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking the Petro. The Petro. Were you asking if anybody's...
No, he's asking if anybody has purchased the Boulevard.
Yeah, we got one right there.
There's some hanging on the wall here.
The 2 Boulevard right there.
Okay,
From Venezuela?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I thought that was the other country.
There's Zimbabwe up there too.
Oh, there is.
Zimbabwe,
okay.
And we have Venezuela.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't realize there were both of them. I know I saw one or the other. I think I actually got some from you even.
Yes. According to Telesur, Maduro said the economic reconversion will start on August 20th. Definitely with the circulation and issuance of the new Sovereign Boulevard, the new monetary cone that is going to have a new method of anchoring the Petro.
Wait, that's going to anchor the Petro?
Apparently the new... And something might be missed in translation, but the article begins by saying that the new Sovereign Boulevard will be pegged to the Petro, which itself will be anchored to oil. It's entirely confusing.
But you can't redeem it, from what I recall, right? So is it really?
So, basically, instead of saying it's backed by the full faith and credit of the Venezuelan central government that nobody has any faith in and they have no credit, well, we've got some oil reserves.
You know, I kind of have to
so
say...
So, it's supposedly backed by the oil, but yes, you're right. You can't take the thing and say, give me one oil, please.
If it was actually pegged to the oil and you could actually redeem it, I would say it's actually backed by something, like, more so than the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, but good
but
luck.
It's not.
Good
it's
luck
not.
Even getting the Petro, because remember, when this thing first supposedly came out, the website was entirely broken.
Yes.
You couldn't actually buy the Petro.
Correct.
It was impossible to actually accomplish that. And I want to know, has it ever come out since that time?
Probably not.
I'm not clear on that. According to the Wikipedia article here, the white paper of the Petro initially stated the currency would be on the Ethereum platform.
Yep.
Though later on the launch, and we reported on this, though later on the launch date, the white paper was changed, and the platform was then to be with the NEM, which is a competitor to Ethereum.
Okay.
So on the launch date of the Petro, they completely changed their announcement about on which blockchain this thing would exist. And further, after the launch, white papers in various languages still shared conflicting information as to which platform the Petro was part of. Due to the unorganized launch by the Venezuelan government, scammers were able to establish their own Petro currencies on various cryptocurrency platforms, though these schemes did not garner much success. Then, apparently, on February 21st of this year, Petro Gold, a gold-backed cryptocurrency, was announced in a televised speech given by Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela. It was not clear whether the gold backing the tokens would be actual gold reserves or some kind of share of the country's untapped mineral wealth. And, again, this is the first time I have heard about the Petro Gold. So there's been a lot of promises about the Petro. But it's just not clear if any of it has ever actually spawned into reality. As much as a virtual coin can spawn into reality, can anybody get this thing? I'm not saying you should, but can you?
Why would you? For a country that goes in and seizes the assets of businesses, whatever you're investing in, I put that in quotes, investing in is just going to be taken at a later date. It doesn't make sense.
It just seems to me like they keep kicking the ball down the right. You know, the court here. Oh, okay, well, we were going to come out with this new sovereign bolivar, but now wait another month, and we're going to tie it into the Petro, which we still haven't really done anything with except talked about. Or have they? So if you're out there and you know that there's something else here about the Petro that maybe we've missed, because honestly, we haven't paid close attention to
right.
it, attention to it over the last, say, 6 months. But, yeah. Just here's another headline here from Sputnik News. This is a more recent headline. July 6, 2018. Sputnik is Russia Today's radio sort of division, basically. Venezuela plans to release a total of 100 million units of oil-backed digital coin dubbed Petro, totaling $6 billion, according to Venezuelan ambassador to Russia, Carlos Rafael Faria Tortosa, at a conference on the digital economy in Moscow. So, this headline, written this month, Venezuela plans to release a total of 100 million units of oil-backed digital coin. So that sounds to me like they haven't done it yet.
Right.
And it was February when this was supposed to happen. So we are now 6 months after the purported launch of this thing where nothing has actually launched. Venezuela invites other countries, according to Sputnik, to invest in its first government-backed cryptocurrency called Petro, which was launched earlier this year in an attempt to overcome liquidity shortages. So now they're claiming it was launched. But again, if they're still planning to release it, then it hasn't really been launched. Quote, in addition to striving to become the first government that uses a cryptocurrency in this field, we consider it as a tool to withstand U.S. sanctions. Cuba, Iran have been under sanction regime for some years. We need to use advantages that these technologies can offer against the aggressor. We invite all interested countries and their investors to participate in projects related to the Petro. And, of course, we urge to acquire our currency. How? How would somebody go about acquiring this thing that, from what we've seen so far,
is a broken website
to acquire? If there's something you know that we don't, you'll have to call tomorrow night or any other night of the week, because we're out of time for now. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, or post it in our cryptocurrency Discord, if you would, please. I'd love to see the evidence that you can get a Petra.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.